Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversation, featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here's Daniel Britt.
Well, this is part two of Ben Spear and a tribute to the Spear family. Listen, we've got a lot of music to listen to. A lot of old classic sounds from Mom and Dad Spear going back to the 60s. Found an album we'll feature some songs from called The Sacred Hour. And we'll also hear some more classic Ben Spear songs and some other Spear family music through the 70s and even into the 80s and 90s. Here on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends, this interview was recorded at the National Quartet Convention in 2006. And last week we heard part one, a lot of conversation with Ben. We're going to hear more conversation than I had with Ben Spear, but this program is really going to feature on some cool music of the Spear family. So let's get started now with this from The Sacred Hour, featuring none other than Mom and Dad Spear on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Save your side, then be free. I'll soon be sailing through the air. I'm gonna shout and make the heavens ring with all the millions over there. I'm gonna take the whole close by my Savior's side.
Ben Spear and the Homecoming Friends, the Homecoming series. Ben Spear's the music director for that whole entire series. We heard about that on the last edition of Daniel Britton Friends. This is part two with Ben Spear, such a legend in gospel music. And let's go back to 2006 now to the conversation that I had with Ben Spear. We'll pick up with this question.
Well, the Spear family music has led, and we've talked about all the changes that have happened and the way that you really have pioneered. I'm sure you know this. I don't even have the year in front of me, but Claude Hopper, Reynolds Auditorium.
Yes.
You know the story.
Yes.
And that's what inspired him. And I'm sure there are countless others who heard the Spear family on the radio or had a recording or grew up fans of the Spear family, wanted to sing with the group or at least inspired them to get into this industry. How does that make you feel to hear stories like that?
It just makes me so thankful that we have had a part of inspiring someone to go into a musical career.
If your dad were alive today, how would he see the state of gospel music? How do you think he, if you could put yourself in your dad's mind, would he say it's going pretty good, or would he be, well, these kids need to learn how to read music better. They're too ignorant in the theory of music and the rudiments, like you've talked about. What would his take be?
Well, I think he would. It would thrill him to death to see how the gospel music has grown, and the crowds that we're having now, and especially the Gaither crowds, night after night, up to 10, 12, 15,000 people. And yes, he would frown on the let me see how to say this, musically undereducated.
Sure,
maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
But he told Willie Wynn one time, said, Willie, I've heard so much of this off-pitch singing, I'm beginning to like it. And he also told Willie, said, you know these groups that change the melodies and call it their arrangements?
Yeah.
Heavenly love was all that could help me. I was astray, so sad and alone. I looked above, my burdens all left me. Now I can say, heaven's my home. Oh, heavenly love, the love of my Lord, lifting above, for here's my sword and shield, giving me light in darkness of night. I shall stand at Jordan's dark river. Shadows of night are gathering above. There is a power I know will deliver. Heavenly love, heavenly love. Oh, heavenly love, the love of my Lord, lifting above. For here's my soul. Lord, my sword.
the legendary Spear family. And that's our highlight for this week's edition of Daniel Britton Friends. It's part two with Ben Spear, and we're listening to music, that particular recording from 1963, the Spear family, and they talk about that group as being the great gospel group of all night sing fame, and that's on RCA Camden Records, stereophonic phonograph. It's called Sacred Hour, and that's, of course, Heavenly Love. Now back to the conversation, recorded in September of 2006 at the National Quartet Convention with Ben Spear.
I've heard from people who've come through these doors and sit at this table about, and when we were talking about Anthony Berger, the thing that kept coming up was work ethic, work ethic. And that's the same thing that's been said about you, that you have a charting session with Bill, you go in, you and he sit down, you work on something, but then you go back and you labor and you labor and you labor just to get it right. And what keeps you going at your age with that, with those arrangements, with being the music director, as you're titled, on the homecoming productions, the tour and the videos?
The love of it, the love of the music, and the love of having it done correctly. I'll tell you, I'm so fortunate to be able to do that with the best musicians in the world and the best singers in the world. Those musicians and singers can do anything you want them to do, any style. That's what makes them capable of instrumentalists, the players being able to play with the superstars. I don't dare start and trying to name them.
With my team.
Our program today on Daniel Britt and Friends is focused on Ben Spear. It's part two with Mr. Spear and his legendary family, the Spear family. We're hearing music, some flashbacks to the 60s and moving into the 70s, even through the 90s, with this amazing family in gospel music. Mom and Dad Spear started the legacy. The album I'm holding in my hand talks about how this family has always sung together in the best tradition of the small towns and farm country of Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama, where Mom and Dad Spear and their children were born and raised. But it was in the early depression-ridden years of the 30s when the Spear family found themselves the proud possessors of a very poor farm and a lot of singing ability that they decided to make a career of it. And, you know, I'm so glad they did. We have such a tradition and a history with this group that we cherish, the Spear family. And now let's go back to another segment of the interview that I did with Ben Spear at the National Quartet Convention in 2006.
How do you, and maybe the answer would be just because music is music, notes are notes, how do you keep the music that you're helping to produce fresh and exciting when your history goes all the way back to the 40s? How are you into the year 2006 and 7 with Bill Gaither, who's always doing new arrangements and bringing old songs back with a new flair? How are you able to put that out in such a new and fresh, exciting way?
Well, here again, it goes back to the love of music and love of doing things in there and hearing these people perform like they do. Of course, you know, I don't have any family, any relatives at all that I can call in to sing on these sessions because they're just not good enough.
Ben?
They're just not good enough.
Ben?
They're just not good enough.
Ben, what about me?
Allison, get out of my life.
Get out of my life.
She has not been lying to you, has she?
He is my great, great grandfather.
That is not true.
Somebody introduced me the other night as Ben Spear's wife.
Oh.
And I said, heaven forbid.
You guys have to have a sense of humor to keep going. And for what, six? What are we in? 60? How many years?
Well, I'm
72
years
in this industry. I guess if you didn't have a sense of humor, 1946, you'd have called it quits, probably.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yes. Yeah.
Here's Allison Trim Spear now singing this great Spear classic on this tribute to the Spears on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Don't
Rosin Durham Spear on this tribute to the Spear family. And it's part two this week with Ben Spear and our special guest who just happened into our studio, Allison Durham Spear, with Uncle Ben. And let's continue the conversation now. Recorded in September of 2006. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Now, back to the Gaither thing. It's the love of hearing the music. It just, you know, it speaks to me. And the accomplishment is so satisfying. On his second video, of course, you've probably heard the story about the first one. He had no intention of it being a video. He just brought a cameraman in with one camera and in a recording studio. And when he got home and began looking at that, it was a song, Where Could I Go, that he was recording. And he wanted to bring some of the pioneers in. So he had asked us to come, and Brock and I, and Eva May Lefevre,
yeah,
and Hovey Lister, and
Jake and George and Glenn.
Yeah, yeah. And we all did just short solo lines, you know, on that. And
if that's all that ever was, that would have been very innovative and creative on Bill's part. If it never went anywhere else, that would have been a collection to have.
So he took it home and looked at that raw footage, and he said, I might have something here. So he scheduled another taping in Nashville during a quartet convention, because he figured that everybody who is anybody in Southern gospel music would be there that week, and would save him a lot of money not having to pay transportation to bring people in. So he called. I had a studio, recording studio at the time. He called and said, can you put a band together? Well, okay, yeah. So I hired a drummer, a guitar player, harmonica player, a bass. And Bill thinks, and I've told him this, that everybody knows every Gaither song that they've ever written. Well, it turned out there were no charts. I wound up having to give hand signals to the musicians so they knew what chords to go to. Then we had to go in. Of course, that didn't cover all the bases. Sure. So we had to go in after the fact at the studio and do corrections.
Yeah.
So I told Bill after that taping, I said, if you'll send me a list of songs that you want to do on the next video, I'll write some charts and we'll do it right. And all I ask is the title of music director. And he said, you've got it. So it has stunk. It has stunk.
It has stunk. It didn't stink. In any sense of the word, it didn't stink.
Who was the drummer that wore the headphones, that always had the smile, and he was in the booth, and every time you wanted to know that homecoming friend, but he never had a name?
Roger
Bird.
Bird, yeah.
Is he still in Nashville doing music?
No, he was in Indiana.
He was in Indiana.
Yeah, Anderson, Indiana. He's at a church there. He's a minister of music. And he did some producing in Gaither Studio and stuff like that. So, yeah, Roger always was alive, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really was. He really was.
Christ is coming back to reign upon the earth again.
Sweet and morning, 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 sweet and morning
we cannot tell.
Say we cannot tell.
Whether we are saved
whether
or
we are saved.
Whether all is well.
Whether all is well.
They say we only can
we
hope
can
and
only trust
that it is
trust
so.
That it is so.
But I was there when Jesus saved
oh,
me. I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me whole.
He took away my heavy
yes,
burden.
He
Lord,
my
he gave
sin.
Me peace with it.
Gave me peace with it.
Satan can't make me doubt
he
it.
Doubt
it's real and I'm gonna
yes,
shout
I'm
it.
Gonna shout
for
it.
I was there when it happened.
Oh, my.
And I guess
say we cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened,
oh,
and I guess
know.
I ought to know.
Know.
Yes, I know when Jesus saved me. The very moment he forgave me,
he made me whole.
He took away my heavy burden.
Yes, he
Lord, he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt
he
it.
Doubt
it's real and I'm gonna shout
that's
it.
Why I'm gonna shout
for I was there when it happened,
oh,
and I
Lord,
guess I ought to know. I don't care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot feel the heavy burdens lifted, he washed me white as snow. And I was there when it happened,
oh,
and I
know.
Guess I ought to know. He forgave me.
He
took away my heavy burden.
Yes, he
Lord,
my
he gave me peace within.
Yes, peace within.
Satan can't make me doubt it.
Make doubt
it's real and I'm gonna shout it.
I'm gonna shout
for
it.
I was there when it happened,
oh,
and I
Lord,
guess I ought to know.
Yes,
the very moment he forgave
me, made
he took away my heavy burden.
Yes, he
Lord, he gave me peace within.
Yes, peace within.
Satan can't make me doubt it.
Make doubt
it's real and I'm gonna
yes,
shout it.
I'm gonna shout
for
it.
I was there when it happened,
oh,
and I
Lord,
guess I ought to know.
Ben Spear on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends. And we're going to continue our conversation with Ben in just a few moments. This is part two, by the way, of a two-part series to Ben and a tribute to the Spear family. And back in the early 90s, right about 1991, the Spears celebrated 70 years in gospel music. And I've gone back to the archives, and I've found some great tributes from a lot of singers who have passed on since then, but they were calling a special telephone number to pay tribute to the Spear family, to leave a word of encouragement to Brock, to Ben, to Faye, Mary Tom, Rosanelle, to all the Spears, celebrating 70 years in that year, in the early 90s. Thought you might like to hear just a couple of these that will bring back some memories. Paying tribute to the Spear family.
Hello, this is James Blackwood, and I'm calling to join all the people across America and Canada, for that matter, to congratulate the Spears on their 70th anniversary. You know, I go way, way back with the Spears, probably further back than anybody that's still active in gospel music today. So, this is kind of a special event for me. I remember the Spears when we were living and broadcasting in Shreveport, Louisiana. The Spears came to town, was at a church, and that's back when Ben stood in the chair and played a ukulele and sang. So, you see, I go way, way back. So congratulations to all the Spears on their 70th anniversary. May you have many more, and God bless you.
Hello, this is Jay Cass, and I'd like to take the time to congratulate my friends, the Spear family. The Spear family and I have been buddies, well, all my life. You know, we come from the same section of the country down in Alabama, and I don't know any finer people to talk about than the Spear family. Rod, Ben, Faye, of course, Mary Tom, Rosanelle, all of you. I just wish you the best on your anniversary. Thank you.
Hello, this is Wendy Bagwell, and I'm calling about the Spear family and their 70th anniversary. But the main thing I'm calling about is a couple of things I heard. One, that whole crowd had backslid, but that ain't what's important to me. I was talking to Stephen Spear the other day, and I want to know about this deal where Ben and Brock can't decide whether to go back on the road this year or into the rest home. And if it happens to be the rest home, I want to know their address so I can send flowers every now and then. Happy anniversary. We love y'all. Miss you when we don't see you on the road. Hope to see you soon. And that's for me and the girls.
Hello, this is Dwayne Allen with the Oak Ridge Boys. I take this great opportunity to call and congratulate Brock and Ben, all of the Spear family, all the way back to all the sisters, and the late mom and dad. They've been around so long, I remember the first time that I ever went to see the Spear family. I was in the Stamp Singing School in Dallas, Texas. And at the all-night sing at the end of the school, the Spear family was one of the featured professional groups that came to sing on the show with many of we who were part-time or aspiring young gospel singing artist. I don't know what gospel music would do without the Spear family. I've never known it any other way. God bless all of you, and from all the Oak Ridge Boys, when you go to your bus tonight, it's going to be full of Oak Ridge Boys empty record cartons. Bye-bye.
Brock, Ben, and all the group, I just wanted to call and say happy anniversary, 70 years and Southern gospel music. And I was just thinking, Brock and Ben, remember that old song, Hand Me Down My Walking Cane, I'm Gonna Leave on the Midnight Train? That would be such a neat thing to include in your program now, because both of you could use a cane. And I know a lot of other things you could use, but we won't talk about it right now. You know how much I love you two guys and all of you, and I'm just so thankful that this late date in your lives, that things are going so well for you. So give me another 70 years, Brock, Ben, all of you. Love you with all my heart. God bless you, your old buddy, George Johnson.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring,
get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And glory share.
You know that everybody is a radio receiver. All you have to do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on a truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Radio.
Spear and the Homecoming Friends on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends. And we're talking to Ben, not only about the Spear family history, paying tribute to that great segment of gospel music, but also talking to Ben about his current work as music director for the Gaither Homecoming series. And our conversation picks up here.
Early on in the videos, as you said, it was kind of off the cuff. You would just, he would, let's right. do this song. Okay, you sing this part. And you could tell it was all very impromptu. As we've moved in through the videos, they've become more orchestrated, and you have more of the tracks that are sort of behind there, or the orchestrations that come in, whether they're added mm-hmm. ahead of time or later. What's your favorite? Do you prefer the older videos where it was maybe not as professional, maybe not as perfect, but it was capturing that impromptu moment? Or do you like the newer ones that you're
doing? I like the older style better, yeah. older method of doing that. And I've tried to talk Bill into going back to Studio C yeah. at his studio in India and in Alex. And he said, well, just can't get enough people in there. Well, you yeah. can get enough, but it's not enough for him.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Daddy used to have a saying that would fit Bill. Anything Bill does, he just cuts down the whole tree.
That's pretty accurate. Well, this has been great. All right, and you're still traveling primarily with the Homecoming Tour.
Yes, that's about all I do. Yeah, I've done a couple of things with a little lesser known lady singer.
That would be me. Lesser known. Ben is big with the senior citizens. The seniors love him. We've been doing some.
Too bad they don't like you.
The seniors have the money, though, don't they?
That's right.
We've been doing some events together for senior citizens, and we just had a ball, haven't we?
We sure have. Yeah, it is so much fun.
Have you thought about, and I know so many have gone on, but have you thought about at this stage trying to do some kind of a Spear reunion, putting something together? I don't know how hard that would be.
Well, we have. In 1981, we did a 60th anniversary.
The Diamond? Diamond anniversary?
No, Diamond was 75th.
Oh, okay.
That was in
96.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 96, yes, at the Roy Acuff Theater in Opryland. And those were some sort of a, now on the 70th, which would have been 91, mm-hmm. we brought in some of the people that had sung with us in the past, Ann Downing, Joyce Black, who else? Sue Dodge, yes. And
Karen Apple, was she with the group at that point?
No. Karen joined later.
Later, okay.
Yeah. Karen is a phenomenal singer.
Yeah, yeah.
She's one of my favorites.
In an Alabama cotton field where the harvest first began, God used a broken plow to till the willing seed. As a covenant was made between a young man and the Lord, he didn't know just how far the road would lead. Yet the praise could not be silenced, and the song refused to fade. Now, generations later, we can celebrate today. It is the Diamond Jubilee of the song that will not end, as we glory in what God will do for those who trust in Him. We have held on to the vision and followed faithfully down the miles that have led us to this diamond jubilee. We have stood beside the Jordan as we bid our sad farewells and wondered how the work would ever carry on. Though the voices might have changed, the call within us is still the same, that God would find us faithful to His song. We may never see the harvest from the seeds that have been sown, but someday up in heaven, when we gather round the throne, we'll join the Diamond Jubilee of the song that will not end, as we glory in what God will do for those who trust in Him. We have held on to the vision and followed faithfully down the miles that have led us to this diamond jubilee. This is the diamond jubilee of the song that will not end, as we glory in what God will do for those who trust in Him. We have held on to the vision and followed faithfully down the miles that have led us to this diamond jubilee. To this diamond
What year did the Spear family come off the road? What was the last year you guys traveled?
98. Here at the Quartet Convention, we announced our retirement from touring. Brock had become so ill that he couldn't continue on. And let's see, we were a couple of years before that broke my heart. We were flying to Fresno for a NQC regional convention out there. Mm-hmm. And I was in the back of the plane, and he came back and he said, Ben, I think you ought to take over the MC work. And he had been such a great MC. And he said, I'm having trouble with my memory. Some of the words don't come to me as easily as they used to, and I think you ought to take that over. And but he continued to sing and travel. In 98, it just came to the place where he had to do something. Could not continue because he'd gotten so ill. We just didn't have the heart to try to continue the group any longer after that. So we disbanded the group. And I had gotten off the road already in 93 because I had a daughter that was not well, and I felt like I needed to be home more. And so he traveled for 5 years without me. And when he decided to disband the group, he didn't want to quit singing. So I told him, well, I'll just come back and sing with you, and we'll get the sisters. So Karen and the other members of the group, of course, they were not with us at that time. And we felt like that having the sisters and the four siblings back together would help us over that hurdle, and it did. And here at the Quartet Convention in 98, we announced our retirement, and it was getting so hard even for the girls to travel.
How's Faye doing these days?
Faye is doing real well, real good. Allison can probably fill you in better on that. Had a knee replacement.
Yeah, just recently had a knee replacement, and she's doing really good. She had a little heart stent put in a couple months ago, and she's doing great recovering from that. So,
but I've known a lot of people that had that knee replacement and hobble around and have to have walkers. You would not have known that Faye had a knee replacement. She just went ahead and just walked like like normal.
Well, her song, "And He's Ever Interceding," that's just going to live and live and live.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's a classic. Do you have a website? Is there a way we can keep up with the music that you...
I do have benspearmusic.com, no space. And Spear is with two E's, not E-A. B-E-N-S-P-E-E-R,
I was going to say,
M-U-S-I-C.com.
News has just hit. I think that you, if you were S-P-E-A-R, that maybe you would be a great grandfather or something. I think she had her baby. So. That's a totally different Spear family.
Yeah. And then on that website, you will see a link to the stampsbaxterschool.com. That's without any hyphen, without any space, stampsbaxterschool.com.
And that's 2 weeks every July.
July.
Yes. Nashville. Well, this has been so much fun, and I told you it was going to be a lot of ground to cover, and we could probably go on, and I'm sure there's decades we haven't talked about and series of member lineups that we could talk about.
Right.
But I do appreciate the time you've taken, and you keep Allison in line, and I'm sure she'll...
Well, that's not an easy job. Right, Brian?
Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, celebrating their Diamond Jubilee, America's first family of gospel music, the Spears. Please welcome to the stage of the beautiful Roy Acuff Theater at Opryland, USA, Mr. Ben Spear, ladies and gentlemen. And please make welcome Rosanelle Spear Powell. Make welcome Mrs. Faye Spear. Please welcome Mary Tom Spear Reed. And ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Brock Spear. Ladies and gentlemen, the first family of gospel music, America's favorite, the
Isn't that a great sound? A piece of Americana to Spear Family, titled America's First Family of Gospel Music. We've been listening to an interview with Ben Spear today, plus some other friends, and classic sounds of the Spears. If you'd like to learn more about Ben Spear, you can check him out at BenSpearMusic.com. You can also check us out at DanielBritt.com, where you can hear today's interview again online. Download the MP3 podcast on demand at DanielBritt.com. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at DanielBritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.